Good morning. I'm here at the Hideout on Congress Avenue in Austin, downtown Austin. Just waiting for Tim Malvern to come and have breakfast with me. I thought I'd drop in and say hello. Had a very easy day yesterday. Just remembering that, yeah, basically we've been pushing at it for the last 9-10 days. And I actually just needed a bit of a rest. So didn't get up for much, went to one session, didn't go to any parties, went home early, and got some nice healthy food inside me. Yeah, just hung out. Poor old Ari has scraped his foot badly, ended up in the emergency room, but so he's going to be on the couch for the rest of the day, I think. Well, I've just left him and Sarah chatting in their jammies, and I've come downtown to see what the day has in store. I just realised that I've left my ute behind, so I'm not going to be playing today unless I nip back up there. It's about a $15 cab ride, so it's not that. Anyhow, there was something that's been kind of occurring to me throughout the trip that I haven't mentioned, but has been coming back again and again, is about conversation and culture. Sorry to get back into the serious bit, but something about, I don't know whether this is whether it's about us, whether it's about differences in nationalities, or whether it's about differences in just in between individuals, but there seem to be people who want to fill the space with talk, and there are people who like to leave space. I'm one of those people who likes to leave space. I've talked to Heather about this before. It seems that there are people who, where it becomes a problem, if it becomes a problem, it's where there are people who feel uncomfortable, because I feel uncomfortable when the conversation is just, there's no pause time, mainly because I don't know how to get in. In that situation, I was brought up, or I don't know, I learned over the time, or I just decided for myself that the way to be in conversation was to wait until other people had finished speaking, and then get my way in. So when I'm in that kind of situation, I get quiet. Now, of course, if I'm being quiet, and I'm with people who feel like everyone's role in the conversation is to fill up the space as much as possible, then they will keep filling up the space. And so we get into this thing where they're feeling uncomfortable because I'm not saying anything, and I'm feeling uncomfortable because they're saying everything. And we don't get into a conversation. Or I get left out of the conversation. That's how it happens at a personal level. Now, I don't know whether that's about me as an individual, or whether it's about me as an Englishman, a British person. And I think that's the interesting thing, is we've been thinking about culture and cultural difference all along this trip, and what's been really difficult is to ascertain what is a cultural difference and what is simply, you know, how to extrapolate from individual experiences, whether you can extrapolate from individual cases and behaviours and say, well, you know, that's an American trait, that's a British trait, I'm doing that there's a discomfort between us because I'm British and you're American, or I'm British and you're Canadian. Or there's discomfort between us because you're a git and I'm lovely, or vice versa, which is far more likely the case. Anyway, the music's getting louder in here, and it's getting busier. All the South by Southwest hipsters are sliding in for breakfast. I'm sipping some delicious coffee. And I'm going to leave you for now at 5 minutes 40. But you know that. Bye.